You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
You know, my goal over the past several years, you guys, and you've witnessed it, is that I'm trying to be better at worrying. Worry less.
Like, yeah, yes.
Right? Worry less. Not stress as much about everything in life. Just be a little calmer. Mm-hmm. And right. I think I'm done. I'm not by not any there. Means there.
No.
Yes. But you're better.
But I'm better.
Yeah.
And you guys have seen it. It's definitely better. Mm-hmm. My big concern, though, is it's about to ramp up again.
Why?
Because my 15-year-old is going to start taking driving lessons.
Oh, jeez. Right.
The thought of him behind the wheel...
You know what that means.
...is terrifying to me.
Once you get a car, huh?
Okay, Chuck. Stop.
It unlocks everything, doesn't it?
You know who doesn't help?
Me.
You know who doesn't help? This guy.
Well, you bring it up on the show.
This guy, right?
Just saying,
that's not going to make you feel better about it.
I mean... Just think about yourself.
Yeah, the freedom.
Think about yourself.
I know.
I just look at myself. Oh, God.
Mm.
No, it's not good. Nothing in life is good.
Okie dokie.
The most prophetic thing I've ever heard you say. Nothing in life is good.
Nope.
No, but I'm not so much worried about that. I mean, whatever. That I can't control.
No, he'll be fine. It's
I'm
like
worried
accidents.
About him behind the wheel,
yeah.
Right? And all, like, we were distracted by no means the amount of stuff that, you know, teens today have when they're driving.
Right.
Yeah.
Their phones and their Bluetooth and everything that can really take your mind out of the driving game. So that, I'm just trying to drill that into his head. No texting, no phones, no, you know, like that's, I want him to be set
part of it.
Up.
Yeah.
That when he gets behind the wheel, that's just, you know, what he thinks of. And then I see this, because then there's the other part of just the driving stuff. There was a teen... His dad's teaching him how to drive, which I haven't decided yet if I'm going to do, because I don't know if that'd be good for my heart.
It can be really bad.
I think
the
so.
Dad's son.
Yeah.
Like my mom ended up after a while teaching me because it was too hard.
I think I should just leave it to
with
a professional.
The
like I'll let him take professional driving lessons and I'll stay out of it because I think it wouldn't be good for our relationship.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah, I remember my dad did it very briefly, and then I went into a driver school type thing.
Yeah, my dad was just like, you got it.
Usually you have to drive with your parents for
a bit. I had so many hours with my parents to do.
I didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
We didn't
drive
have to do
any of that.
Chuck, did the Breister at all teach you how to drive?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And yeah, he taught me how to drive all the cool ways. Like, he made sure I could drive cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, the elbow on the, he's like, they put your elbow there, and then you top of the wheel.
Right. You look cool.
You look cool.
He taught you the wrong stuff.
This is how you do it with your knee. Drive with your knee.
Was he, like, calm?
No. Not, he was calm during the normal driving, because I could drive. I didn't have a problem. It wasn't like I really sucked or anything. It was learning how to drive stick shift.
That's what I had. My
That's
dad.
What I've he couldn't.
Yeah.
He could not. He was so frustrated with how I couldn't get it that he had to just stop.
I almost gave my dad a heart attack.
Yeah.
Like that process.
Because I was just stall.
Like,
he'd be
horrible.
Like, God damn it, boy.
But I got it. And I was glad I learned. But.
Yeah. My mom taught me how to drive stick.
Because your dad just couldn't.
He was so mad. He was so angry.
So this is from Inside Edition about a dad teaching his kid how to drive, and it did not work out well as they headed towards their garage.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, let's take a listen in.
You're with a learner's permit, slowly pulling into the driveway, and then this.
Permit!
Oh, my gosh.
You can pretty much guess how it happened. 15-year-old Scott Johnson took the gas instead of the brake, slammed right into the garage door.
Oh, I thought my dad was gonna kill me, and like my mom Lisa, she was gonna flip.
Scott, his dad Dwayne, and younger brother Ashton were all in the car. They were returning from a trip to the store in Ruther Glen, Virginia, when things went haywire. Dad had some choice words.
Damn it!
I was thinking, oh my God, my truck. House. My wife's gonna kill me.
You can hear Scott apologizing.
I'm sorry, Dad. I am so sorry.
This is the aftermath of it all.
Oh,
a mangled garage door. His brother thought it was, well, hysterical.
I think he can do better, but I think he'll have to wait until he's 18.
Work began almost immediately to get a new door in place. and now it looks just like new.
Well,
the car wasn't seriously damaged, just a few nicks and scratches. Scott has been behind the wheel since the December 18th accident, but learned a very important lesson.
He knows where the brake is now.
Yeah,
you
I sure do.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I swear I... I'm sorry, Dad.
I'll just say I wouldn't have made it through.
So that video, Chuck, you're behind the wheel and it's you and the Brewster and you slam through the house.
They couldn't have shown the video. My dad would have had to destroy it for evidence. Say, I don't know what happened to him. He's gone.
He left. Never seen again.
He left.
Said something about dad. I wanted to move away. Europe.
But he was only 15, sir.
Hey, he had some money saved up. He's had a job since he was 12.
Yeah,
no.
Same with my dad. Like,
that guy's real loosey-goosey. Like,
yeah, he's a fun guy.
Well, now dad, he is.
No. You know? But I'm, yeah, but I'm I mean, sure even on video, like, my dad, like, you could not
right
have
at the
aired.
Moment oh, my God. He would have to beep out everything.
Oh.
It'd be much different.
Oh, yeah, my dad, too.
And you wouldn't have heard me because I would have just run. Like, I would have known to just open the door and go. Like, just run. That guy stayed in the car apologizing. I'm not staying in the car apologizing.
No.
I'm running.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, I feel like my dad, same thing. The amount of F-bombs that would have flew out of his Irish mouth would have been insane.
Man, yeah.
And I would have feared for my life. Like, I don't
you
think he would
house,
have been.
You destroyed. That garage door came off.
Like nothing.
Boy, yeah. They come off easy, huh?
Yeah.
It's so true. I guess there's an app you can get. It's called Life 360. It tracks your kids' driving speed and stuff like that.
Huh. Are you're getting that?
I'm going to get that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There's a lot of even, a lot of like the insurance you sign up for now, they have like tracking stuff you can put in your cars.
So when does he start driving?
Just turned 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, got some time.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, he's already starting to think about taking lessons and all that stuff.
Well, so. If you're looking for a cheap driving instructor, Dave, I am available.
Oh, yes.
Could you imagine yes. James is a driving instructor?
Well, listen, cool James is very safe.
Okay. Yes. But he has James Rage.
Oh, really?
That, no, but you know he had James Rage.
Here's what you
oh,
do
I thought you meant your son
you
has James Rage.
No, no,
I'm like,
no.
Oh, that would be a bad combo.
Yeah, no.
I teach him all the right stuff to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. James puts the pressure on. If you can deal with, like, James is maybe yelling at you while you're trying to, like, do I go down this one-way street or not?
No, you don't go down the one-way street! Are you silly? You're crazy, you're gonna get us killed!
Yeah, see, and then I can handle, like, what's normal driving after that? Nothing.
I guess. It's like driving boot camp with James.
Exactly. Yeah.
We'll get you ready to drive with your dad.
Yeah. That may actually be okay.
It might be.
It might be all right.
You might teach your dad a thing or two.
Bring him on. Someone said, first day of driving, I drove right into the living room, knocked my sister off the couch.
Mm. Oh, my God. If I would have done any of that, my dad in one millisecond, would have had me by my curly locks.
Yeah.
And I'd have had a head through a window.
Mm. I almost feel like you should be teaching your kid how to drive in life from like a certain age, like 10.
No.
Stardom.
Well, not in your car, but like at least like Stella, like go on the go-karts, drive a go-kart, go drive around, learn how to drive.
It all works out. You can, you just, you know,
I get
figure it out.
Not everybody.
No, you can't. For example, Zane. No. Thankfully, we're still a few years from Zane driving. He's only 12.
Oh, are you more? Well, you'll probably be more worried about him.
I will, because
he
has no...
Yeah, like he can't even drive a go-kart,
no,
can he?
No, he can't.
No.
He just had a major go-kart accident.
Oh, my God.
He made a dude spin out, and he went flying into the place you're supposed to go right at the end.
Yeah.
He went flying in there, didn't ease off the gas at all.
Kept it to the metal.
Oh, my God.
He came in
hot,
smashed into three parked go-karts.
Oh, my God.
Hit the instructor who was at the front of it.
You should see Stella looks like a young little... Danica Patrick. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aiden,
she'll cut you off.
Aiden seems to have some ability, but Zane doesn't. Like, I should get him. Is there, like, pre-teen driving school that you can start?
Yeah, I don't know, because you can't keep throwing him out there if he's going to ram into parked go-karts.
No. Get a Mario Kart or something to practice with.
Yeah, he needs a simulator.
Yeah, yeah. Like a Mario Kart with one of those pedals and steering wheel.
He's done that stuff. I just don't know what to do because I really am afraid.
A major go-kart accident.
No.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. You never see
there
that.
There was a black family sitting on a bench, and they were like at church. She was like, oh, my Jesus!
Oh, yeah.
My Jesus! Wow. She went, oh, she lost
I've never
her
seen
mind.
Anything like that. Like, honestly, I've never seen anyone come in hot into the parking area.
Parked go-karts.
And just obliterate everything in there.
He was going the maximum speed.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there waiting for him, like, Jane!
Fucking no one got hurt.
He's like, he's alive!
Yeah, there weren't exactly great safety straps on these things.
Well.
But, dude, the brake! You hit the brake when you need to stop! It just, he doesn't think that way. Deanne had a comment. Hi, Deanne, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
I was backing out of my, well, my dad was teaching me how to drive before I got my permit. And I was backing out of the driveway, and you know how when you're first backing up, you're not sure which way to turn the wheel to get the ass end to go the right way? And I backed out of the driveway and started to sideswipe the car on a tree across the street. And he said, stop! Stop! And then he said, took a breath. He said, all right, now go. But he never said shift. So I finished.
Oh, you just destroyed it. Yeah. Yep.
And then he had to tell his insurance company he did it. Because I was supposed to get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. What can you do, right? He can't say that you did.
No.
He has to take the blame himself.
Mm.
Something I drove with my dad once. He made me cry. Then I drove with my mother from then on. She also taught my brother. Dads aren't very good at this task. That's what I feel. I'm going to be honest and say I don't think I'd be
good at
it.
Do you think Amber will be able to?
Oh, my God, no.
No, no, that's can't be
I know.
Can't
I already knew the answer to that question before I asked you.
No, I didn't even that didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, like Amber will be the...
It's Dave or professional.
Are you kidding?
Or a professional.
My Indian wife can never teach our kids to drive.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
There is no way in hell. She rear-ended me on a highway, I'm her husband. There's
following
no
you.
Way.
Following you somewhere.
Yeah, yes. There's no way she could ever teach them. Like, if it comes down to it, it has to be one of us, I guess I'll take, my heart will take the shot.
Yeah.
Right? I'll do it.
Just have a shot of liquor when you get back. Just have that ready.
Like an old cowboy, just be like,
calm the nerves.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I guess that's the thing. I don't know how my dad did it because I know just how I am in any car when I'm not the one driving. And I do have like that flinch. You know, you flinch when you think someone should hit the brake, you know, and it kind of, how are you not terrified? I think I would be terrified sitting in that, like, because, yeah, you're in the car, but you have no control. You have no control. All you can do is say something.
Yeah, right. I'd want one of those cars that where you have a brake.
You have a brake.
Can you rent those?
I don't
know. I think you can get one of those put in.
You can, like
I believe so.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, that's a lot to go
through. I don't know how expensive it is, but I think you can get that brake
get
installed.
Get a passenger side brake installed?
Yeah. Huh. Dave's
it's
like
just an arm
the brake.
That goes through like
the
console through and then just connects to the brake.
Oh, yeah. Driver education brake for parents teaching kids.
Look at that.
There's such a thing. There you go. Oh, it's like this one's like
that's
a bullet.
That's emergency brake.
Yeah.
Just like you can pull the red lever and then the whole car explodes.
You could use that for Amber too later.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, Dave.
Great idea. I'm going to get this installed for my wife. Amber, you drive today.
And I'll just keep my hand on this red lever. Can you imagine?
Dave's car's always spinning around.
Dave's car is rigged up. It's got a red lever in it. It's got a brake. It's got a steering wheel on his side. I'm not driving, but I like the ability to drive if I have to.
Multi-use.
Yeah.
Oh, that is definitely something I'd look into. I know. Getting my own brake when Amber drives.
What are these things? Okay, like, so there's a
passenger handle, and you pull the cable, and the brake is applied. So it doesn't slam them on, but it just,
it says,
don't scream, intervene.
Yeah. That's amazing. It's like a pull lever brake.
Yeah.
You can then enjoy the training experience and help your kids learn stress-free. I didn't even know this existed besides in like driver training cars. Mm.
I always thought they had the pedal though. This thing is different. This is like almost like a bicycle brake.
Like an emergency ripcord.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different.
Is it expensive?
Said it was cost efficient.
No.
Let's shop products. Let's take a look here. Let's see how much am I in for.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
Yes, dude. You should have someone install it. $16.
Yeah, no, that's just for the replacement cable. For the whole package, it's like $100.
$100.
$100.
And then you got to get someone to put it in.
Yeah.
And if you can't do it yourself.
Which I don't advise.
Yeah, I'm not putting in a brake. Yeah. You think I'm going to put a brake in, please? Oh, man.
Come on. They installed the emergency brake.
He's pulling it. He's like, God damn it. He's not doing anything.
He pulls it and there's a lawnmower in the back that starts up.
What are you wrong?
That's what it looks like.
Dave, you connected the wrong wires.
Yeah, there's no way I'm installing an emergency brake in a vehicle.
No. No, not be good.
So I need someone to do that for me. But I love that it exists.
Yeah,
I like the idea of like a something that attaches right to the brake that you can step on. Having to install something to me is terrifying. Mind you, look at all the work.
Yeah, that's where you're going to pay probably labor for that.
Mm. Yeah, there is ones that you can actually get brakes. They're more expensive, but.
Yeah.
It's something to consider if you're teaching your kid and you're worried like I am.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Jay's calling us from Roseville. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Penis and balls.
Penis, talking about this teen that drove through the garage door with his dad in the car, and I'm a little nervous about my son starting to drive. You had a comment.
Well, actually, just turned 16-ish. Me and my buddy got to go to fair, you know, what kids do. And as my buddy was climbing in the car, I decided to back up to be funny, and I ripped the door off my mom's brand new Malibu because it caught on the basketball net.
Oh,
just like in the movie Tommy Boy, whole door just came completely off, ruined my night and my week.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because what do you do then?
As a 16-year-old Jay, what was your punishment for ripping your mom's car door off?
Yeah, I got scolded. I can't believe I sat there all night thinking of excuses and what I'm going to tell my parents. And then when they came home, my dad's like, I guess I'll just tell the insurance that your mom did it. And I got yelled at. So I was surprised.
Huh.
Yeah, okay. Again, it's just parenting's different now.
Yeah.
Even if I think Jay's a little younger. Like, if one of us had ripped the car door off.
Listen, I smashed my dad's beautiful Park Avenue. I obliterated that thing, and that was the scariest call like I've ever had to make in my whole entire life. Dad, I crashed your car. Terrifying. Terrifying.
Yeah, I luckily never did that.
I just busted my dad's tail light on his van once.
And like you said, we didn't have things to like distract us. I just had four people in the car just talking. And then I went around the corner, and then the same type of thing. You know, it's like, oh, I should probably try and slow down here. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm speeding up. I'm not slowing down up on the side.
Yeah, I never borrowed my dad's car. I just always had my own.
Oh, yeah.
Warren. Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
We're doing okay. Talking about teen drivers and the dangers of that. You had a comment.
Yes. I taught my kids how to drive. And my daughter's was 7, and my son is 10.
This is how to do it.
What?
So they drive me around. We're on 68 acres, and, you know, we got a lot of property.
Well, that's different.
And they drive me around in the F-150 around the back. You know what I mean?
Your seven-year-old daughter drives you around?
This is the way my dad was. Growing up on the farm, he drove since he was like 8 years old.
I guess there is something to be said for that, I will say. It sounds crazy that a seven-year-old's driving you. But if you've grown up knowing how to do it and it's just been normal, then you're probably going to be a decent driver.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you've done it for years already.
You just need 68 acres.
Dave. That's just it. I mean, if there's nothing to hit, if you've got an acre of... you're good.
Yeah.
Anyone has 68 acres they could lend me for a couple of years so I could take my kids out driving. That'd be great.
Yeah, we got little roads through here and all, and we've even went by a kid 12 years old on a combine.
Well, but that's just
listen. I'm in my 40s and I shouldn't be on a combine. So
I don't understand. I mean,
there's stuff that it's not for you, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave would just be a torso after.
Trying a combine?
He'd be on a combine, then they'd find Dave, just no arms, no legs.
Absolutely not on a combine. Yeah, if you've got a ton, kids that grow up on farms, they know.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. They've been doing it since they were little people.
And that's
they're
the
not
thing.
Ready for the city life.
Well.
Stay out there on the acres.
Well, city life, city driving is different.
Got to the big city and everything went haywire.
It's a little different than it was on the farm. I done hit 12 cars already.
Yeah.
Been driving since I was 5. Yes, farm driving versus city life, totally different.
Yeah, but at least you're behind the wheel. And, like, you know the brake and gas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? It's probably haywire on the farm, too. You know?
I don't think it's that haywire. What's jumping in front of you? The odd cow?
Yeah. Like a case of beer and a pedal to the metal in the mud.
Dave should have Lisa teach his kids how to drive.
I don't recommend that.
It's not what you teach.
Come on.
Listen, you graduate to Lisa's.
Driving.
You graduate to Lisa's driving school.
Yeah.
Okay. First, you gotta go in some of these. You gotta go in like the BMW training school, and then like do some small F1 circuit. And then you can join Lisa Way's driving school.
Right.
Jesus.
That's for advanced.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're right. Advanced drivers.
Not everybody can just get in.
Corey's with us from Cape Coral. Hi, Corey. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing okay, man. You had a comment.
I think when I turned 17, my mom bought me my first truck. And the first thing, we have the woods down here, and we have this sand called sugar sand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you guys have that up there, but... real thick sand, and first thing I did was I took it from the lot. The next day, me and my buddies got together, took it to the woods, played around with it, and I went to like this mud hole and started to get stuck. And then from driving around with it so long, the Cadillac converters caught the grass on fire, and I ended up burning down 3.5 acres.
My God, yes. Dude!
Yes.
Different kind of problem.
I'd kill my kid if he burnt down some of my acres.
Burnt
down 15 acres!
3.5 acres, Then then it exploded twice. I had an IMG exchange thing, and I put all my money in for gas and to put this in there. So I had a full tank of gas exploded. I had CO2 tanks from a paintball gun that exploded, and it was rough. My buddies were trying to push me and they couldn't push me, and so they ran when they seen flames. Pretty much just left me in there. And so I had to run through the fire, burn the hair on my leg. It was
oh my God.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. Yeah, that's
not, maybe training on acres isn't the best.
Yeah, no, okay. No.
Maybe not.
Welcome to Flaming Acres.
Yeah.
Flaming Acres.
The other thing is, don't you feel like Dave needs to rent a car?
Yeah,
he needs to rent a car.
Oh, yeah.
You can't teach your kid like on that yacht.
Does Rent-A-Wreck still exist?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, your car is pretty...
Dave's car
SUV
is advanced.
Is big.
Yeah,
it's huge. It's like ITT training school big. Okay? Like, you need...
He almost needs a CDL.
Oh, yeah. It's still out there. Rent-A-Wreck.
Huh. Well, that's what you need to do. Tiny. Small.
Yeah.
I learned on a Chevette, which was a tiny little car. And that helped. You got some leeway.
Yeah.
Sure. But yeah, there's no way he can start learning in my beast.
Oh my God.
I've got to get something that I don't care about. Except I'm ready to enroll in Farmer Dave's driving school.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I'd keep to yourself. A few more quick calls here. We're talking about this. First of all, this teen who drove right through the garage door when his dad was teaching him how to drive, and then my kind of nervousness of my teenager starting to drive. Lauren. Hey, Lauren.
Yeah, hi. Ripcord.
Ripcord.
So I have a similar story about my sister, about the guy that went into the garage door. It's just a little bit more. So my neighbor, he was older, and he allowed us to pretty much drive any of his toys or any of his trucks. So he was allowing my 10-year-old sister to drive, and she was pulling up to the driveway, and it had a new Lincoln Town Car in the garage door, and she floored it and didn't stop. So she wrecked his truck, the front of his truck, the garage door, the front and back of the Town Car.
Ooh.
And bowed out the other side of the garage, like completely disseminated everything.
Oh, yeah, that is bad news. Seeing to disseminate everything.
Well, I mean, to just what kind of neighbor just lets you just, hey, you're 10, go 10. Take my car out for a drive.
Know. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a wild neighbor. There.
That's a wild neighbor.
Someone said, I was teaching my 15-year-old how to drive. So we went out for 3 hours. We came home.
Bad neighbor.
We pulled into the driveway. I said, good job. But then all of a sudden, he hits the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Does $13,000 in damage to the house, $3,800 in damage to the car.
Jesus.
So 15-year-olds are like seniors. They get the gas.
Yes.
Yes.
And the brake confused. Yeah. Yep. Super easy.
Start off bad.
And honestly,
end up bad.
Even I did. Even I did that, you know, like at 16. Like you're still figuring it out, you know?
Yeah.
So Phil, you had one of those emergency brakes in your car?
That's amazing.
Yeah, you know, like a regular handy brake.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh. So not like, yeah. Like the ones we all have, not the one installed at the side.
Yeah, just the regular one on the console.
Okay.
Teaching my 17-year-old how to drive, mm-hmm. and we were driving fine through the city. And come up to a red light, and she's doing like 30. I'm like, all right, slow down. Inches away from the car, I yank the e-brake, pull the whole thing right out of the console. She just looks at me and says, well, what did I do wrong? I'm like, we're supposed to stop. Oh, I forgot to do that.
Oh, you can't forget to stop.
See,
you can't forget to stop.
Yeah,
that's what's scary.
So when you pull the emergency brake on a car in motion,
it's pretty. Usually, it ends.
Did
things.
You do some damage to your vehicle?
Yeah, I think it can.
Well, I did. I mean, I ripped the handy brake out.
Right.
But they usually skid everywhere, and it just
locks the wheels up.
Right, but I just wondered what if you could actually do some damage to the engine if it's going too fast.
Hmm. Yeah, I think the engine's fine. It's more like your wheels.
Yeah, the hole underneath of it.
Yeah.
I'd be like that guy, though. I'd rip the whole freaking thing out. I'd be so, Panic Dave.
I feel like you'd be on it all the time. Like, you'd half on.
I already am on it when Amber's driving. No joke. I have put my hand on it before when Amber's driving. Like, I may need to deploy
I mean,
this.
I can't even imagine I'm driving and someone pulls the emergency brake. Oh, my God.
You guys don't know what it's like to drive with my wife.
No,
I don't ever want.
No, she's very easily distracted.
Mm.
Very easily.
Mm.
So that's why she rarely drives. Let's go to voice changing technology. Anonymous is with us. Hey, Anonymous, how are you?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
I'm a cop in Metro Detroit, and we had a young man that was given permission by his father, who works for one of the auto companies.
Mm-hmm.
To take out a manufactured vehicle that was not even released to the public yet.
Ooh.
And with three of his friends, proceeded to race it through a neighborhood.
Yep.
And hit a curve at 100 miles an hour.
Ooh.
Rolled the car, went airborne until they hit a house and knocked a house off the foundation.
With this new unreleased car.
Oh.
Correct.
That's insane.
Were the kids okay?
All the kids were fine. They ran off in four different directions. It took us probably 2 hours to track down who the vehicle was supposed to belong to and who had it and who was where, because we thought we had kids that were seriously hurt running all over the place, or, you know, somewhere we couldn't find him. We had to call the gas company to get the gas turned off on the house, had to evacuate the house. The dad ended up, I believe, losing his job with this auto company. Because he allowed his teenage son to drive the vehicle, and it was still an unreleased vehicle to the public.
So the dad gave the kid permission. It wasn't taken without the dad's consent.
Correct.
Oh, well, the dad's an idiot then.
The dad's an idiot, and the accident reconstructionist said that they hit the house upside down at 99 miles an hour.
And they're okay?
Just lucky
they're so
to be alive.
And great safety features. Great safety features in that car, which I knew what it was.
I mean, they take that commercial, put that in the commercial.
Hit it upside down.
Here's a brand new car. Mm-hmm. They hit something upside down. They're all surviving.
That's a crazy thing to be afterwards like, thanks, everybody man. All right?
We all still with?
Oh, man.
Holy hell. Oh, but I'm the guy working for one of the auto manufacturers, and that's now my kid.
Explaining to do.
Yeah.
And there's this one final text here. I was in driving school with another girl. On the highway, she shifted into P.
Oh, no.
Thinking it meant pass.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, you fail.
That's it. You can never drive again.
Well,
you
fail.
What even happens?
What?
You failed.
Where did you learn that?
I don't know.
Pass, P for pass?
P does not mean pass.
Oh, I thought it meant pass.
No, no, you should not. You should be forbidden from driving forever. If you think P is pass?
Yeah, but at the same time, when you're teaching someone, that's like the first thing. You know, like park. P is park.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to shift this into pass.
Seems like common
get
sense
out of here.
To me.
But
I know. Yeah. No, but there's no such thing as common sense
anymore. I guess
not.
You have to teach everything.
Because that's super scary. Just, I'll let a professional do it. I'm not going to get behind the wheel with my kid.
Yeah, I feel like.
Because I don't have 63 acres.
No, right. You need 63.
You don't. I need 63 large acres.
Yep.
With nothing on them.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So they've issued the annual list of the celebrities who are most likely to give you a computer virus. And it's always a bizarre group. Like, it's not like the top stars going right now or anything like that. These are celebrities whose names are most likely to land you on websites that carry viruses or malware if you search for them.
Yeah, remember Snooki won this one year.
Mm-hmm. Most dangerous celebrity? Ruby Rose. From Orange is the New Black.
Oh, she's going to be Batgirl or Batwoman.
Batwoman. Yeah. So it's pretty random. So she's number one. Then it's reality TV star Kristen Cavallari. French actress Marion Cotillard. Mm. She's from Inception.
Okay.
The original Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, is number four.
Well,
I guess because people were probably like, oh, what happened to Linda Carter when the new Wonder Woman movies came out?
And also, too, you have to think like, who are they targeting for viruses?
Old people.
Older people.
Which is why Kelly Ripa probably made the list.
Exactly.
But Ruby Rose. Old people.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Rose Byrne from the movies Bridesmaids and Neighbors. Deborah Messing from Will and Grace. Kourtney Kardashian. Amber Heard. And Brad Hankey from Orange is the New Black, too. Two Orange is the New Black stars are going to give you viruses.
That's bizarre.
It's a really strange list. People you never would expect.
I'm totally safe there. I would never search for
anything. Because if you know who Linda Carter is, you are on a website that's like, you're the one. I'm the 1 million visitor. I'm going to click this. I'm going to click and click.
At me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
That's not Linda Carter at all.
Oh.
Something's happened. It happened to my bank account.
Oh, my God. It needs all of my information. Hold on. Let me get it.
You know, my mom, we were just talking about scams, right?
Oh,
just talking about
that. Yeah, we were. What did she do?
There is this, so my parents are in Canada.
Yeah.
There's this Canadian celebrity whose image they've used to promote this skincare line, which is fake.
Okay.
It is. My mom fell for it. I can't believe it.
Oh, no.
I can't believe it.
So she
called me.
Went to buy skincare?
She's furious at
that
this
she
woman.
She hasn't got. Oh.
This woman I used to work with, by the way,
oh,
in Canada.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who I still know. She's, yeah. You tell your friend, Divitt, she is a bitch. I'm like, what? What are you saying? Listen, that wee bitch hooked up with that company, and I had three charges on my credit card for $160.
Oh, no.
Mom, what did you do? So we walked through it. It has been a big scam. It's been all over the news. They've used this, her image, to promote the skincare line, and it's fake.
Oh, man.
And so,
they're just taking people's info.
It's technically real. But she's never promoted it and is not a part of it.
Right. They're
and
just using
so
it.
So they give you, it was, she said, I just had to pay $6.95 for shipping and handling to get a free sample.
Yeah.
She didn't read the small print that if she didn't
cancel
within 14 days.
Is it every month or?
Every month.
So does she get skincare?
Yes. But like she said, it's like the size of an eyedropper.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's this tiny little thing.
And it's $160-something dollars. And it's she saw the second charge go on her credit card, and then as she was complaining, the third charge had already gone through.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. So can she cancel it?
Well, the card tried to help her, but really, at the end of the day, it's her mistake.
That's the thing.
She's the one that didn't
read
the fine print. Well, they've canceled
it now. Yeah.
Okay.
But you may be on the hook for those three charges.
See, there's a lot of things that you can sign up for that have like those automatic dates. You really have to watch what you're doing.
Supplements, things like that, been going on here for a long time.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, so she was pissed at this Canadian media celebrity.
Yeah.
Pissed at her. But then I had to talk her down off the ledge. I'm like, Mom. And then I didn't want her to feel bad, too. I'm like, listen, it's a simple mistake. Mm. It's the first time she's ever ordered anything like this in her life.
Right.
She never does this. I'm like, just you always have to read. I'm like, I, of course, would have known that was a scam.
But
just blow anything by me before you decide to order something.
I saw this thing the other day. It was an infomercial for something called the Grand Pad, which sounds like a gigantic maxi pad.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Or something you pee in.
Right. But what it is it's like a little tablet for old people.
Oh. That is, I have a tablet too.
Yeah.
Like you has a grand pad.
Oh my
exactly.
God. And you can do like, so they could call, you know, do the Skype type stuff and the FaceTime stuff. And then it's got a big like volume up, volume down.
Of course.
And it's real simple, but it's on a secured network. So stuff like that doesn't happen to them when they're trying to like, you know.
Oh, that's good. Like an extra protection.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get my dad a grand pad.
Get him a grand pad,
that's
man.
That's not bad.
It's endorsed by the AARP, you know. They know us best.
And they do.
So did she see that ad on Facebook or was it just somewhere else, Dave?
Yeah, she saw it on social media somewhere.
Yeah. Was it Judge Judy who was the celebrity involved with it?
No, it wasn't.
Someone Dave knew.
Is it the Toronto chick that's famous?
Yes,
Marilyn Dennis. Yeah, it's Marilyn Dennis. No one would know her.
Let's just say Dave used to work with Judge Judy.
Judy tweeted something out that she was being used as a front for a scam.
Apparently they're using this for a bunch of different celebrities. Oh, okay.
Maybe that's the U.S. version of the scam.
It might be.
Yes.
Judge Judy.
No, it's Marilyn Dennis. She's like the Canada's Oprah.
Okay.
And years ago when I got into radio, I worked
Do that many people in Canada know her? Like she's famous across the country.
Daytime TV show, daytime talk show.
Wow. I've never heard of her.
I've never heard of her either.
She was on the Marilyn. It was like she was a radio chick, right?
She still is.
Yeah.
She does both.
Yeah. Mm.
So yeah, they set out a rumor that she was leaving her show to do a skincare line. And I mean, you look at these ads.
Is that her?
Yeah, but it's all fake.
Yeah, they faked it.
They gave her a black eye and stuff.
Yeah,
it's not real.
It's all real. It's all fake, I mean. That's her there. But
you got to get him a grand pad, dude.
I do got to get him a grand
pad. I want to
take a look at the commercial.
Look at the memories they're sharing.
There's two things playing here, Dave.
Why is it? Yeah.
What else is
you're
playing?
Playing some tunes.
We need to get Dave a grand pad.
Grand Theft Auto tunes.
I don't know what's happening. I need a grand pad. I need a grand pad.
Keep themselves isolated from you and the family.
Huh?
Grand Pad, powered by Consumer Cellular, gives you the opportunity to change that.
Hi, Mom. You got it.
Once you've introduced your mom or dad to GrandPad, they'll be able to stay in touch just like you do, sharing photos, emails, and making video calls. They can check the weather, read the news, stream music, play games, and more. With GrandPad, it's easy. Even if you have no experience with new technologies, GrandPad arrives already set up and ready to go. And it's incredibly simple to operate and charge. As soon as GrandPad is turned on, the whole family will be able to connect via the website or downloadable smartphone app. At the touch of a button.
Hi, Mary. How can I help?
GrandPad comes with award-winning customer support from Consumer Cellular, who has been an approved AARP provider for over 10 years.
Yeah.
So members get exclusive discounts. Man. GrandPad is safe and secure, connecting firmly on a closed private network, so you don't have to worry about scams or data breaches. GrandPad comes with all these accessories, and the set monthly fee provides unlimited service, so your mom or dad can use the GrandPad as much as they like. Call or go online to order today and get our 30-day...
Well, there you go.
Don't you think that they'll still have problems? They'll be calling. And
of course.
I don't know. I can't set it up.
Can you imagine?
It's not connected. I don't know.
Imagine GrandPad customer service line. Those poor bastards. Yes.
Hello. Are you having trouble with your GrandPad?
I sure am.
What the hell's he doing now?
It's just all black.
Oh, my God. It's they only have elderly black. People out here at the helpline, too. I don't know. Did you press the goddamn thing?
What?
The goddamn thing in the front of it. The on button. It looks like a symbol of the devil.
Oh, let me press it.
There you go. Is anything happening?
No.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you.
Let me try to walk through mine here. I got a pen. I'm hitting the...
Where is this button?
I'm trying to find it myself.
Oh, you can't find it either. See, these things are hell on earth.
I tell you, I am going to write a letter to the AARP.
I also dropped it in the bathtub.
And I work for him. You dropped it in the bathtub?
I did. I dropped it in the bathtub. And the bathtub.
Oh, my God, in heaven. You got to get out of the bathtub.
I'm in the bath? No, I'm not in the bath.
You're nude right now trying to talk to your family?
No. Yes. Yes.
Oh, dear God in heaven. I hope you don't have it plugged in. As far as I know, the thing needs to be plugged in. Oh, what was that?
I'm just running a quick mile.
You are nude right now.
Can we do a video chat?
Yeah, let's have video chat. We'll do the health video chat. Oh, look at your titties there, huh? Those things have seen some miles.
I love these GrandPad.
Yeah, I bet you, it's working now, right? You know what else is working? It hasn't worked in a while.
Oh, my God. What's happened?
That's weird.
What's happened? What's happened?
I have an erection. That's what's happened.
I like it. I
volunteer
like
on the helpline for GrandPad and bada boom, bada bing, hard as ever.
Let me show you what I can do with this rubber duck.
Oh, yeah, let's see it.
Going to sweat.
Hold on, my GrandPad's not working. Let me hold it right there.
Hold on.
It's freezing up on a weird freeze frame of your leg. It just cut out. It's consumer-y crap.
The duck is gone. Where did it go?
Oh, God. Where did it go? Look at that.
Oh, no. Where'd the
it's
duck
go? Gone. Ready? Watch this. I'll shoot it out.
Incredible. Whoa. Wow. The GrandPad caught everything. And it was so simple to use.
Yeah. You're right. It was.
Man, we are just bogged down with calls here. You're the first nude lady.
You try and call there, it would be a busy signal. They'd be on hold, you know, on
also,
with someone all the time.
So, like, this is the thing about the GrandPad and what makes, like, normal technology a good thing. You know, we all love our parents or whatever, but if you got them something that was so easy to use that they were just nonstop...
messaging you with the
GrandPad.
You're so right.
And they want
the GrandPad
message
would be a nightmare.
Every night.
What are you doing tonight? What are you doing today? What are you doing this afternoon?
Someone said the old GrandPad customer service guy would call customer service himself.
Listen, I'm gonna try and... Oh, Jesus, God. I think I can do something with this GrandPad where we, like, loop us all into the same thing.
Wow, technology.
I'm gonna call up upstairs, okay? Hold on.
Wow.
Hi, GrandPad customer service.
Hello, I'm one of your employees here.
What?
We've got, huh?
I'm
why
in the
are
bathtub.
You calling? I've got what?
Why are you calling?
Because a lady needs help and I need help to help her have the help she needs.
Did you call me?
I called nobody but the guy here.
Who's talking?
I am. Can you see me?
No, I can't see you. It's the phone.
Is this a video call?
No, it's not. You're on the
My
phone.
My name is Peggy.
Peggy?
We've got Peggy on the line here. She's in the bathtub. She's a quite talented lady with the ducks. But listen.
Yeah.
You're upstairs. I'm downstairs here in customer service. I can't get the damn thing to...
I hit the devil-looking button.
I told her to hit the devil button, and then she did nothing.
I told them hiring old people to work here was a bad idea.
This is crazy. Who are you?
I'm Bill.
How do I use the phone? I can't hear...
Is that my son? Did you just call my son?
I didn't call your son. No, I called another employee here.
That's it.
Rick, one of the unbucks upstairs in IT.
Why did I quit Apple? Damn it!
Ricky!
Who's Ricky?
That's my son. You just called him.
Who are you calling?
He's the one who always helps.
This is Grandpad, the helpline.
You know what? Let's just call Ricky. He would know how to fix all
I got
all.
The
always...
IT guy. He's old fancy pants upstairs.
Right. I always ask my son. My son comes over every time, and he just fixes it.
Well, why didn't you call him for... What are you doing here?
I don't know. It hit a button.
And that's why you were nude.
Yes.
We have a nude lady.
He just hung up on us or something. We got disconnected.
Oh, my God. I lost her. I sure hope she didn't drop that grand pad in the bathtub.
Okay, it's a bad idea. Yeah. Well, hopefully they don't have old people on the customer service
line. It's a good idea and a bad idea.
All in one.
AARP help, hello? Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.